Okay, gentlemen, that concludes our agenda, referring back to our public hearings this evening. Our first public hearing was conditional use number 1994, Robert Wilkerson.
Mr. Chairman, can I make a couple of comments here?
Yeah, I've got one or two of my own, but go ahead.
Sure. Hey, it concerns me a couple of the letters. There were no public comments to indicate that, but while it's not on the record because we're videotaping, I guess it is in that regard, but not on the voice or written record, that the applicant happens to be African-American. And, you know, we've got a couple letters here that say, our homes out here are decent and the people are nice and we want to keep it that way. We have another letter that says, it will bring more traffic, noise, and people to our area that we don't know. We don't know anything about this person and his business, and we would like to keep it that way. It just bothered me.
Well, as you know, our rules prohibit us from considering any testimony that might be construed as, what's the right word here?
Discriminatory,
thank you, toward any of the protected classes for any reason. So
also
to that, to the extent that it's viewed that way, it has to be ignored.
Well, it my perception is that way. I know that several of the people in opposition said there was like 20 cars parked out there. When I went by, the picture that was handed out accurately corrected, there was maybe 10 or 11 cars at most, and it was a fairly neat and clean place. So there might have been a little bit of exaggeration, which we see frequently, notwithstanding the other subject.
Well, we'll see that. You know, that certainly can happen both ways. I looked at the pictures. I counted 10 cars in one picture. Mr. Wilkerson testified that he might have 10 cars, so that was accurate. If you added the total number of cars together, you might get 18, but it's the same cars in the picture, in some instances. So there was no indication that there was ever any more than 10 cars on the site. The concern about the appearance of the property and so on, I guess to a certain extent, I guess that's in the eye of the beholder. It might be worth considering if possibly some type of screening might be appropriate in that instance. And I would just throw that out there for consideration. The issue of the sanitary facilities, I just wonder if some other agency of the state or the county would address that at some point, if it is approved. Now I'm sure he'll have other hoops that he'll have to jump through. It certainly would seem that a porta potty might be appropriate, but I don't know that we're within our rights to or regulations to require that. How he's dealing with that situation is just not something that necessarily within our purview. So,
well, I think just two things to Mr. Ross's comment in those letters. I think some of those statements, had they been made orally, would have not been permitted. And the fact that they're in letters that were submitted, as Mr. Ross stated, I don't want anybody to consider any of those statements that even have the appearance of being discriminatory. It's a straight land use decision, and the commission, as you know very well, have to decide this based on land use principles. And if you consider the decision like you have and lots of others, a lot of those concerns are not unusual, and they're dealt with through conditions, like the number of cars. And I, to your point, Chairman Wheatley, I think the sanitary facilities, if that's an issue, as well as whether there's running water there, I think that is within the commission's ability to deal with through conditions, as well as maybe anything else that came up as part of the testimony. Buffers, I think he's talked about. Not
screening,
saying it should be approved or not.
Screening,
but
yeah.
Certainly if it is, those are things that can be addressed.
Well, I think there's a lot to consider. I would like to have some additional time to think about it. So I'll just make that suggestion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is often the case, so I'm prepared to make a motion.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1994 for Robert Wilkerson, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1994, Robert Wilkerson, to allow the commission more time to consider the testimony presented during the public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.